This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest.
And this is Sean with Everything REI.
And today we're going to talk about how we launched our first Airbnb. So as you guys may have already seen in previous episodes, we have decided to move to Dallas, Texas. And you might already know we're actually doing this for many different reasons. A lot of it is for real estate investing reasons. And in order for us to make this move, we had to actually Airbnb out our primary residence. That would help offset the cost of the two mortgages we're going to have. So we bought a place in Dallas, Texas, actually. And then we have the place in the Bay Area. And the idea is that the fully furnished rental will bring in rental income that will offset the costs of the mortgages of the two properties.
So one of the challenges that we encountered in the particular city that I live in, there is a short-term rental ordinance, which means that you need to abide by their rules, which means you have to get a permit, and they're going to only issue permits for people who actually live on the property. Since we are moving away, you know, to another state, obviously we're not going to be there on site to make sure that guests here are abiding by whatever rules. So to bypass that ordinance, by doing 30 plus day fully furnished rentals, you're no longer in that short-term rental category anymore. You don't have to pay transient occupancy taxes anymore. You don't have to abide by the city's small ordinances. It's as if you have a regular long-term rental contract with a normal tenant.
So I've posted a couple of videos on the Airbnb process, but now we're actually complete. As you guys can see, we're not in the studio anymore. We're at a different place. We're in a transition period where we're gonna wait till our property closes in Dallas so that we can actually move in. So in order for us to prep this Airbnb, we actually took my friend Michael Elefante's Airbnb course. Not actually completely done with it yet, but it gave us some idea of what the dashboard looks like and what we should start thinking about. And if you wanna check out the course, there's a link below in the description.
So before we even had this as an Airbnb, we had a lot of smart home features in the home already. The lock was already a Yale door lock, which is August enhanced Yale/Google, whatever, like door lock where you can program the codes. You can have it on the app and give other people code. You don't have to physically be there to make sure that they turn keys, or you don't have to worry about them copying keys. Once the tenant is out, you can change the lock so that they don't have access inside the property. Cool thing is it integrates with Airbnb directly. So when someone books your place on Airbnb, this Yale app will automatically create a code for them. That's really cool too. And maybe you can put a link in the description below as well with that product.
Yeah, and another thing we actually were thinking about is that we have laundry machines in the downstairs like garage area that is actually converted into a room. But we were wondering if we were gonna make that into a whole nother bedroom, or we should just make this like a separate area that they access. And if we are able to put our personal belongings in there to store, we were just worried about those types of things. So what we decided was that room wasn't gonna be a room we listed on the Airbnb as a bedroom. We decided it would just be the laundry room, and we would block off a certain portion so that people couldn't access like our other personal belongings that we didn't want them to touch. So we put like this tarp over everything, and then we made it so that people can go into that downstairs garage area to use the laundry machines. Before we were thinking, oh, should we have like stackable ones in a closet and stuff like that, and it just seemed like really complicated. So we just left it the way it was. We just made this into an entire home Airbnb versus like room by room to make it a lot easier for us. But it turns out that there are a lot of different things we needed to think about, not just, you know, this laundry thing. There's so many different things we needed to fix up. It's been like a maybe 1 to 2 month process now because of all these different things we needed to fix up about the home. But we're just gonna break down like all the different things we repaired. So we started listing down a bunch of things. As you guys can see, I have like this whole list of things that I kept listing off for Airbnbs that we needed to do, but we were kind of taking our time with it until we actually got a booking. We put this listing on Airbnb with some photos that we took after we cleaned the house a little bit. We decided, you know what, we should put it up sooner so that we can even see if anyone's gonna book it. We put them up, we put up all the listing details, which was actually a great learning process for us because we didn't know what it would look like to publish a listing. When we start doing that, we're like, okay, now we know how to replicate this in the future when we have more Airbnb listings. And then we actually got an inquiry maybe a week or two after we put it up. And this was from these Tesla interns who wanted to stay for a longer period of time. As you guys already know, we put our Airbnb listing for 30 plus days. That's what we were worried about, right? We've heard a lot of stories where people get bookings really like quickly off the bat. However, the way we're doing it was, okay, we're not gonna have it open until maybe November. We also limited it so that it had to be a 30 day minimum requirement.
Put the listing on the market to see if there's an appetite for someone who wants to book 30 day plus rentals in our area. Historically, people were booking stuff for tech jobs, but because of COVID and whatnot, a lot of that business travel has stopped. We put it on maybe in like late September, early October. And for the first few weeks, we were getting no bites. We didn't really set up everything properly anyway. But actually, surprisingly, maybe in the middle of October, we did get this inquiry that someone wanted to stay for 51 days. And so that was really exciting for us. We knew right then we had a hard deadline of like early November to get everything done. So once we got that booking and we realized it was legit, we started getting a little bit worried because at first we were very lackadaisical, but we knew there were some key issues that had to be fixed with the home. Three big things that we've repaired. One, in the backyard, I had a fence that blew down about a year ago. I just didn't fix it because I didn't care and my neighbor didn't care. The second thing was my house didn't look very appealing on the outside. And I think curb appeal matters a lot when people are first coming into an Airbnb. They want to feel like they're going to a nice house, not just some crappy old shack. Just for a few $1,000, you can have the whole place repainted and all the stucco cracks can be fixed. Third major issue was that in my personal bathroom, there were some deficiencies with the shower. It's kind of hard to use, kind of black grime here and there. For my house, I don't care. But if you want to have it be like a short-term fully furnished rental, it has to be up to a certain standard. Decided to completely remodel that bathroom.
And I think there's something wrong with that shower, right? They wouldn't be able to turn it on completely the way.
Well, the handle is broken. I couldn't find a replacement for that handle. So you have to use like weird finicky like hand movements for it. And it was also a jacuzzi on it, but it hadn't been used for many years. Yeah. So when you use a jacuzzi, like black stuff would come out. And there's no way to clean it because the black stuff's in the jets, right? It was like, let's just replace the whole thing and start from scratch. And while talking to other contractors, at first I only wanted to replace the shower and the bathtub. But then they were like, if I replace that, I might as well replace the tiles. I might as well replace the flooring. If we were to do that, the toilet, we might as well replace the vanities and the mirrors. And so we ended up replacing the entire thing, the whole bathroom.
Which initially I was like kind of worried about all the costs that were adding up. Did end up costing a good amount of money. We'll go into the cost in a bit. Basically, you know, we're prepping this Airbnb. We're going to be gone for a couple years. Will it really make back everything? And I'm pretty sure it'll be good. I think that this in the long run will be a good idea because if we end up kind of moving to different primary residences, this can act alone as an Airbnb, make a good amount of rental income for us. So it'll be great for us to kind of grow our wealth.
Well, I'll say before you go into that, don't forget that even though we're spending the money, it's not like it's sunk cost. Like the house is actually physically better now. It does look a lot better. And I think it does make the value of the property increase as well.
Yeah, definitely. Now that we've done it, I'm just very pleased with what we've done. It's always a good idea to fix up the home and actually make the property appreciate in value. In regards to the inquiry we got, they paid a total of $8,796.32 on Airbnb, and the total paid to us out of that was $7,713.44. And dividing the total paid to us by 51 nights, it was about $151 a night, which we actually think we can boost in the future because this actually had no reviews at the time, right? So now that we're racking up those reviews, getting people to stay, hopefully getting some positive testimonials, we could possibly boost the price of our Airbnb.
Crazy that Airbnb got 15% on top of what we got, right? An extra $1,000.
They did get a lot.
Nice. But also, you know, like the price right now is also pretty moderate because we're also in the winter months. I think during spring and summer, that's when travel really happens and you're gonna get more interns coming from these different tech companies, maybe $10,000 a month. Who knows?
We'll see. That's pretty ambitious, but we'll see. I mean, I think right now that price we charged for this inquiry, it was pretty low compared to some of the other ones on market. Yeah, so hopefully we can boost it. Hopefully in the better months, the more in-demand months, we can boost it even more. All right, now let's go back to the repairs that we mentioned. The bathroom remodel ended up being about $6,000. About $4,000 of that was in labor. So it was kind of a difficult process because we actually had some communication issues with our contractor. It ended up taking longer than we had expected. We were worried he wasn't going to come in at the times he was supposed to. It did drag out and it was getting very close to when they were supposed to move in. It was actually, what, a day or two before?
Day before.
Okay, the day before.
Finalized everything, yeah. Honestly, he did a great job though. A great job at a great price. It's just that some things happened that were unexpected, right? Like he told us that he had a death in the family. He had to be gone for a week, which I understood. And then later on, he finished the project, but then when we came back from a trip, we checked everything and we found there were some issues here. Like some things weren't connected right. There was some leaking in some pipes. And I told him to come back to finish the job. Then he got into a car accident. Of course, that delayed things as well. So for us, we weren't sure, like, is he really injured from a car accident or is he just telling this as an excuse? We weren't 100% sure, but he did eventually come back again at the very last day and he made everything work. So now everything is good to go.
So the whole thing was really remodeled. The bathtub, new shower, new toilet, new vanity, new light fixture, new towel rod, new shower tiles, new tiles on the floors. Everything is new and it was pretty gross before, so I'm pretty happy that we fixed that up. And before that, we actually did fix the fence in the back that Sean mentioned, and we did that before the bathroom.
We spent $2,700 for the fence that was broken into two components. $300 for the fence that gives us access to the backyard, $2,400 for the fence that separates us with our neighbor who is behind us. And so for that part, the $2,400 part, we split that 50-50 with our neighbor behind us. So our total all in was $1,500 for the fences.
Now, we were also thinking about the paint of the exterior. It was something that felt a little more optional, but we decided to go for it. Turns out we're very happy we did that. We did a white paint with black trim, ended up looking really fresh, and we paid about $3,600 for it.
And included power washing, repairing the broken stucco, repairing any wood damage, and cleaning the paint and materials for the actual paint job itself.
We also did add like a little brown accent in the front too, so it looks actually very good on top of that white and black look. Now, we also had this ugly green mat in the front that was sort of to act like fake grass in the front yard. We decided to remove that and then put in grass seeds. We're going to pay someone maybe $1,000 or something to like do that. And we actually saved on that expense by doing it ourselves. We were like hoeing the lawn and watering things, planting seeds. It was good that we actually did that work because we saved some money there. But a big chunk of this transition was we had to move a lot of the stuff in this one house and move it to another house that we'd be staying at for a couple months for that transition period. So I would say that was underestimated in terms of time, that we actually left it kind of to the last week or two, because this ended up being a very stressful process.
So we had a roommate at the time as well, so it was also hard to get him to clean up his stuff and get ready to go as well. It's a huge process, right? You're living in a place for 5+ years. You have a lot of old things. We actually got these garbage bags from the city, 2 large garbage bags that we could come in and throw away all the unnecessary things that we have in our house.
Difficulty too of having that roommate was we wanted to keep taking photos while we clean up a room and then like put those on Airbnb. But you know, we were leaving that kind of to the last minute, that we didn't have everything removed so that we could do that.
While you start moving things, you realize how many things you have and how many trips you have to make. So we were driving back and forth between one house to another house, bringing like duffel bags worth of things over, dumping it over, going back, filling it up, coming back and dumping it over and over again.
And meanwhile, we also knew that we